Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, redistricting and how to choose our representatives in Congress and how to shape the districts they represent is back in the news because the governor, as we know, wants to change the way we do this. What are his prospects?
Well, they're not good, but he's taken this the bull by the horn, so to speak. You know, his commission that he appointed has recommended that these districts be drawn not by the politicians, but by an independent commission. Governor Larry Hogan is expected to make this a big issue in the General Assembly next year, and with the idea of getting a change in our process put on the ballot in the 2016 presidential election when people are really thinking about how Congress works or doesn't work.
So I think the governor has taken the broken wing pterodactyl by the horns if they had horns.
Well, it's right. And I mean, the odds are against him, of course, because this is a majority Democrat state and the Democrats vastly control the General Assembly, which, of course, has something to do with this. But public opinion is really with the governor at this point. Goucher polls, there was a poll just taken recently, 73% of the respondents said that they support congressional district lines being drawn by an independent commission instead of, and only 21% supported elected officials drawn by that. I mean, you know, that these guys get to draw the boundaries of the place that they are elected from, to the point where John Sarbanes from Baltimore says, well, I want the Annapolis Harbor, so he gets that. The second district congressman wants the Homeland Security Department, so he gets a piece of Anne Arundel. Anne Arundel has four pieces of districts and not one resident congressperson. This is the result of the process.
This is where the elected officials choose the voters and not the other way around.
That's right. And so what matters is if people care enough to let their elected officials know that this current process is no longer acceptable.
Well, this is happening across the country, I think, as you point out. But it's interesting in Maryland, isn't it, that when the voters had a chance to reject the most recent map, they said, okay, it's fine, what was done?
There wasn't much made of that. I think it came up in an election, but there was no big publicity about it.
I think when it got on the ballot, the sponsor, a delegate from Western Maryland, whose name I'm blanking on at the moment, got the signatures he needed to get it on the ballot by showing people what the map looked like.
Right. It didn't have enough momentum behind it. But I think these days, I mean, just a guess, but with Congress basically dysfunctional because it's so extreme Republican Democrat
as a result of the way the maps are drawn.
Right, because there's no moderates in the middle. With Congress this extreme, I think, you know, people are angry and want a change. Who knows? But it's this is our Republican governor trying to take the chance he has. And you know what? If he loses, but he gets to serve another term, he draws the next map.
Well, this will create some pressure. And maybe the assembly will realize that good government demands a change, not to speak just of politics. Karen, we're going to have to leave it there, but I'm sure we'll be talking about it again.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.